This edition of the Monocle Arts Review is first broadcast on the 17th of November 2015 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Band. Today I'm joined by Laura Snapes, music journalist and senior editor at the Pitchfork Review, to pick over this week's music discussion. And what's Laura brought in for us this week? Well, we've got three brand new albums from electro-pop Canadian Grimes, Aussie art rockers Jala, and Kiwi folkster Nadia Reid. That's all to come here on the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. Laura Snapes, welcome to the programme. She's run in from the first cold day of the winter here in London with coat ready on. You've obviously heard about the fabled cold studios of Monocle 24.
That and a weekend in Leeds where it was like 10 degrees, it was freezing.
It was properly cold up there.
Yeah.
Maybe at some point Holly, who's producing the show, can play in some sound effects, some spooky,
be nice,
windy, wintry sound effects. First of all, we're going to have some sound effects from Grimes. Fill our listeners in about Grimes, who I've loved her last couple of albums. This one is perhaps a little bit different, maybe.
Yeah, it took me about five listens to actually like it. At first I was like, oh no, what's she done? There's no tunes on here. It's kind of a mess. And I felt like it was a product of, if you read any of the interviews around this new album, she's just kind of consistently second guessing herself or talking about how that was very much part of the process. There was one really sad interview where she said the media ruined Grimes, because it got to a point where after she had made a few outspoken statements about the kind of treatment that she experienced as a young woman producing her own stuff, it just became this whole clickbaity thing. Anytime she breathed, it was a news story. And so you can understand why she would say it had been ruined.
And she's a very self-aware artist, I suppose. I mean, that seems to be some of the lyrical content on this album seems to be kind of pointing that way as well. Maybe more so than her other stuff, where your mind was bending with the sounds she was making. This seems a bit more straightforward, maybe.
I think her voice is definitely more upfront in this. It's a lot easier to actually hear what she's saying. And she has said that quite a few of the songs are sung from the perspective of different characters. So one of the ones we're going to hear, I think, is her pretending to be somebody from The Godfather. But I think within her saying, oh, it's a character, there's actually some quite revealing statements in there.
Sounds like we must be talking about Kill versus Maim.
Yes.
Here it is. All right, that's Kill versus Maim, new from Grimes, from the album Art Angels. Yeah, so people that know her work will kind of know the kind of bass line there and that kind of hyper falsetto vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Soprano falsetto, who knows?
Something like that.
So kind of all the kind of Grimes things seem to be checked and correct, but it does seem to go in a different direction, this record.
Yeah, that's definitely the most kind of bombastic moment on the record. I think that's my favourite track on it. But it pulls in so many different directions. So the other song that we're going to hear, California, is like Manga Dolly Parton. And it's funny, she did so much press before anybody had heard any of this album, apart from one song, that you would hear her describing the way all of her influences had fed into it and think, how could anything that references Dolly Parton, manga, what's that medieval series everybody really likes? Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
How could anything that like mentions all of these things and screamo and stuff be any good? And you start to panic about, oh God, has she been allowed to let her like freak flag fly too much?
Yeah.
But then it actually turns out to be a coherent pop record, but one that kind of reveals itself with a few listens. Yeah, by the end of the album, it sounds like 6 a.m. at an Eco Warrior rave. I think she could have chopped off a couple of songs, but there are some real bangers on there. So yeah, California is one too.
I wish we had a clip of the last song on the album as well, after having described it as 6 a.m. at an Eco Warrior rave. But we're going to have the Manga Dolly Parton. This is California.
Yeah.
All right, California, new from Grimes. Before that, we heard Kill versus Mame, channeling the persona of the Godfather in some way. This is a manga, Dolly Parton. Does this kind of make sense? Do you care as a listener that there are all sorts of different... She's singing from the point of view of different characters, or does it just seem like a good experimental or electro-pop album? What, do you feel like you're being taken for a ride through all these different characters?
I don't think, just listening to it, I don't think you really get a sense of the characters. But I think the thing with Grimes is you can play in as much as you want to into all of the extra textual stuff that she puts around it. You can very much enjoy this record as a standalone pop album. But should you want to, I'm sure you can get incredibly deep with the references.
You can go deep. You have to read all the interviews. You have to know the backstory, maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, it's Grimes. It's called Art Angels. It's out on 4AD. Next, we're going to Australia. This is Jala, Hard Hold. This is a debut album, isn't it? From a four-piece led by a kind of interesting female front person. Talk us through this one.
I went to the Big Sound Festival in Brisbane in September, and I made sure to listen to every single band before I went, which I wouldn't usually do, but I didn't know any of them, so I wanted to actually know what I was going to see.
The Ice by Book of the festival was good.
Yeah.
Ticking them off.
And they were definitely the standout one from before I'd even gone to see them, and they were just incredible. Yeah, like you were saying about the singer, she's called Kasima Jala, and she has a very individual look, like weird makeup and enormous like white crimped hair and a lot of fur and neon and stuff. And they were just captivating. So they... This is probably will sound as horrible as Grimes' own descriptions of her own music, but she sings a little bit like if Amy Winehouse sang the songs of Life Without Buildings and they were signed to Thrill Jockey, this like really halting, like jazzy production where I think there's a lot of complex things going on, but it actually plays in quite a breezy way. And there's definitely also a bit of like Jeff Buckley in her vocal delivery.
Well, let's hear a bit of it. This is the title track from Hard Hold by Jala. Yeah, there is an element of that lovely song, The Lean Over by Life Without Buildings.
Yeah.
It's really, yeah. And I'd never heard of this band before, and I found this the most wonderful, beguiling thing. I love this.
Oh, good.
Really fantastic. I mean, just a cursory YouTube listen or two, but... And also interesting visuals that they come up with. Quite a nutty... And again, kind of like very sort of fascinating video world that you want to jump into as well.
Yeah, totally. There's a new video. I'm not sure if it's out yet or if it's just come out, but it involves a lot of cuddly toys.
Right, okay.
Which is all I'll say, but
plushy,
it's well
central.
Watching.
Beautiful. And this is a good one. And what are they like as a live proposition? You saw them in Brisbane. Are they as interesting as they seem, as their production values and their ideas seem?
Yeah, like a really, really excellent band. Like you could tell they're incredibly accomplished players, but she's just so captivating. You get a sense of it on that song, but it's kind of throughout the album. She sings in this halting, weird, twisted, nursery rhyme-ish kind of way. And she's just, you know, the bar that I saw them play in was absolutely tiny, but they really owned it.
Everyone was rapt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things with a delivery like that. It might seem tricksy, or it might seem put on, or it might seem very difficult to listen to over the course of an album, I suppose. But there's something, it doesn't, just from the little bit I've heard of Jala and of the lead singer, it seems very heartfelt. It feels like she can't sing any other way, actually.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And the record is really good. I would say they could probably do with a few more choruses, but it's their first album, so I'm sure they will get there in time.
Nice. Okay, I don't know, they're from Brisbane. They're from Melbourne. Jala, and the album is called Hard Hold. That's on Wondercore Island Records. Next, finally, we're going to have Nadia Reid from New Zealand, staying in that neck of the woods. The album is called Listen to Formation, Look for the Signs. That's rather...
Poetic.
Rather love that. It's rather mystical. We need a sextant to understand this one, yeah. I guess. So tell us about Nadia Reid, Laura.
Nadia Reid is signed to a label called Spunk Records, which is a big Australian label who also release people like Joanna Newsom, Mac DeMarco over there, but they have a lot of homegrown acts. And I was into a few of their bands, and the guy who runs the label just sent me this out of the blue, and it had a lot of reference points that I liked, and I just fell in love with it immediately. And it seems like it's getting quite a lot of pickup. Like, I think it's on Six Music, and there's a really big review on Uncut this month, and the guys at Mojo really seem to love it. So I really hope it will result in her coming over here to play some shows.
And that's quite a broad church, isn't it, of different people to like something like this. Should we have a listen to her, and then we can talk a little bit more about Nadia Reid. From the album Listen to Formation, Look for the Signs, this is Call the Day. I am chasing shit. I was happy on my own. Well, that's some beautiful, tuneful, unfussy stuff, maybe, from Nadia Reid. Lovely sounding album, Listen to Formation, Look for the Signs. This sounds like a kind of solid thing. Not that we always want to say something sounds like someone else, but there's a bit of... I love that Olivia Cheney record that came out last year. I don't really know that one. And obviously Laura Marling and things like that. Mm-hmm. All that, and the kind of confident strumming, the kind of, you know,
definitely
structure of the song.
There's a few different kinds of things going on the record. I guess, in a way, like, you could also compare to somebody like Sharon Van Etten, where she's as adept at that, just her and an acoustic guitar, as like a more rocky kind of arrangement. But yeah, there's a real gothic sensibility to the album, and you can hear people like Nina Anastasia and like Gillian Welch in there, and she just has a beautiful voice. And, you know, it's that horrible hackneyed thing where it's like, oh, she's so young, but she's so mature.
Yeah,
I think she's meant to be about 24.
Okay. Meant to be. Who knows?
Could
you
be
shake
a ruse.
The snow globe? Who knows what's going to be covered in the white stuff? That was Nadia Reid. Listen to Formation, Look for the Signs. Wonderful sounding record. Nadia Reid from New Zealand. Before that, we were talking about Jala, Hard Hold. They're from Melbourne. And before that, we talked about Grimes, Art Angels. Leading us through that merry dance was Laura Snapes from Pitchfork. Thank you very much indeed for being so erudite and so wonderful, as usual, Laura. Should we tell people when release dates are out and things?
If I can remember them, Grimes came out last week. It was a...
This is going to become a test now.
Yeah.
Listen to Formation, Look for the Signs by Nadia Reid is out on the 27th of November on Spunk Records.
Jala is out on the 20th of November on Wondercore Island, and Grimes came out on 4AD a couple of weeks ago, but it was like a last minute release, so there were no preview copies.
10 out of 10 for Laura Snapes. Thank you very much. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Band. My producer was Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when Matt Wolf will be giving us his Broadway highlights. For the time being, I've been Robert Band, and thank you very much for tuning in.